Because guess what? You earn more when you become more. We got to read.
It's very inspiring and a good message to send to the audience.
You say, how you doing today? No, I mean really, how you doing today?
We were like great friends, but...
Well, first of all, I'm always excited.
See a vision for, you know, where we want to go.
Wrap it up. That's a whole other podcast. Well, I got to say, if it's a piece of man, he ain't my...
No, but sometimes, you know,
I'm done, and I'm not waiting.
Get started. I like to go out to my girl.
I'm kind of a jump-in kind of person. Piece of what? No. What? PSO, whatever you say.
2 minutes. You're listening to Clutch by the Real Girlfriends Across America, powered by Building Rome. The content that you're about to hear are the opinions and views of the show host and guests and does not represent the views or opinions of Clutch by RGAA or its affiliates and sponsors. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use any information given as medical advice to treat any medical conditions in either yourself or others. Consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. Our podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only.
And hello, Miss Tawanda.
What up?
And another one.
All right, hold on. Let me make some more bad decisions. It is Friday. Oh, my gosh.
And somebody just joined us.
Who? Erica?
Hey,
before you go out on the town and paint the city red, let's make some bad decisions.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
We're going to talk about the ultimate girls trip. And where would you go? What would you do? Where is Kay at? Corinne, are you on there?
I am. Hello, Erica.
Hi.
How was y'all week?
Long. It was good, though.
Long and hard?
I didn't say all that.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's out of town.
So, Erica, your week was long enough?
Was my week what?
Long and hard.
Unfortunately not.
Said yes?
I said unfortunately not. I wish it was.
Oh, sorry.
I know, me too. I'm working on changing that, though.
I know. Well, you might change it tonight.
I might.
You going now. I'm going to say, what you got in store, Tawanda?
Listen, I told her. She said she might go out tonight. I said, well, don't do nothing I wouldn't do. Take that how you want to.
That means sky's the limit. Sky is the limit.
Mother freaking right, because we live every day. And you better do what you do. And do it with a smile. Corinne, today, Erica sent me a picture. She went to visit a friend that moved from the 5th floor to the 30th. And, girl, I'm trying to tell you, we got to meet over there for a party. You feel me? Oh, my gosh. She went to the 30th floor. I was looking at it on video and scared. Like, oh, hell no. I don't like heights like that.
Girl.
Well, it's
a little
nice
scary.
Building.
Huh?
I said it's probably a really nice building.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how the building looked, but the picture, the video was actually very, very nice, but I don't like heights like that. Hell no. All right, so Kay's trying to click.
We're
dialing the number.
Oh, okay,
but
she's not on. Yeah.
Dial the number. Erica, were you able to click the link, or did you dial the number?
I clicked the link, and then it took me to the site, And then that's where I was able to see the number and push the number and dial the number.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why you're having a problem. So while we're waiting on Kay to make some bad decisions with us, so, Grant, tell me a little about your trip to Jersey. Did you have one night stand?
Oh, goodness. First of all, what part of I have a whole boyfriend, don't you understand?
Oh, I keep forgetting. I forgot. Because Betty, right? But you know what? Look, Erica, we had this one podcast, and we were talking, I don't know what we were talking about, but I was like, Betty Wright said, you know, shit, sometimes it's better to have a pizza man and no man at all. And one of the ladies on the line, she's like, that's sure right. I said, I don't know if I want a pizza man. Like, if he got to be a piece, he can't be mine. He's just going to be used when needed. So what's your thoughts about that? A pizza man or no man at all?
I don't want a pizza man. I don't. I want all the men. I want to have some fun. Well, my girlfriend said my hunger. I want to get flooded out. You can't do that with a pizza man. You got to do that with your whole man.
You can get flooded out a little bit.
No. It's going to be boundaries.
You said boundaries?
Yeah. With your pizza man, that ain't really your man. You can't. I wouldn't anyway.
Not down with
me. You're right about that, though.
Your own whole man.
What about if you bar him, though?
What if I do what?
If you bar a man.
That still ain't your Nick. That's not your man.
But, you know, sometimes you can bar something and you can act like it's yours for limited time.
Sure.
This is not a library.
Hey, bar it, read it, and then bring it back in good condition.
In good condition.
Oh, so you might hear something funny.
They had the remember when that movie came out, that what is it, the 50 Shades of Grey movie came out?
Yeah, Christian
and
Grey.
People were running they were running the book and the DVD, and they did like a DNA test on the books, and it was like all type of STD on this book.
For real?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So they took the book, and I guess like they did whatever scientists, whatever test they did on the book, and they seen that people, I guess, was reading the book and pleasuring themselves. So the book had all the STDs and samples and all this other nastiness.
Girl, come here, Blue.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know, it's so crazy because that damn book, I joined the book club just to read that and get a discussion. Like, it was so hot. Like, oh, my God.
I hope you bought your own book.
I watched it. You said what?
I said, I hope you bought your own book.
Oh, hell yeah. I would not be getting a book somebody else was busting on. Nah. I definitely have my own book.
Hey. Can you guys hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
Tread lightly now, because you already understand how we're going. Now, Kay, would you rather have a piece of a man or no man at all?
Just jump right on in.
It depends on what time of the month it is.
That's what I'm talking about. Because, see, a piece of man can serve a temporary purpose, correct?
Yeah, but, you know, lately I've just been trying to work on myself and be, you know, kind of happy like this too, so.
I'll say,
what does it have to do with getting flooded out? Huh?
I didn't understand what you said. You said what?
What does that have to do with getting sweated out?
Getting sweated out?
Yeah.
I try not to sweat out my hair because, you know, it just acts up.
Oh, so you don't date black men?
What are you talking about? That's the only kind of men I date.
Well, you're going to get sweated. That hair going to get sweated out, man.
No, hey, like the myth in the motherland.
Oh, really?
It's Wakanda for me.
It's Wakanda for her. Condoms?
Wakanda.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought you said he got to have condoms with me. All right, so yeah,
well, you don't
what
want
to ask. You know what, Corinne, can you stop making, that's not, can y'all Google, listen, let me Google blue waffles. So Corinne swears out about, I guess, some new type of disease. All right, so being that you mentioned that, let me ask y'all a question, right? I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago, I think it was Guy and Cap, and we were talking about how dating has changed, and a lot of people don't want, like, a regular type relationship. People are into, like, what is it called? I'm not talking about, like, polygamy or, like, open relationships and stuff like that. So do you guys feel like you changed your thought when it comes to, like, dating and relationships? You still want something like regular and vanilla? Are you open, like, open relationship? Are you interested in, like, polygamy? What are your thoughts about that? Would you knowingly share? And let's keep it above. Keep it above. Who said that?
Me.
Who is me?
Corinne?
Oh, wait a minute. Don't start that. Kay?
No, that was Kay.
Yeah.
Oh, you said you don't even like sharing your food. So that means you're definitely not sharing your man, not knowingly anyway.
No, not willingly.
All right. How about you, E?
When it comes to polygamy, like, in my opinion, polygamy is way deeper than sex. I don't mind, like, having a nice, good, fun threesome every once in a while, but I wouldn't be open to an open relationship, dating multiple women, living in one household, raising your children to get, like, no, I'm not doing all of that, which is kind of what I associate polygamy with. I think it's more deeper than just sex when it comes to, like, true polygamists and like, their lifestyle and their beliefs. It's not just sex, and, like, that's probably where I would draw the line.
So you would draw the line because?
I would draw the line at just, you know, a good fun threesome once every 3-4 months. That's where I would draw the line.
Okay, on holidays and birthdays?
Yep, there you go. And, you know, one good night, we all get drunk and have fun. But when it comes to kind of what, like, I associate that polygamous lifestyle with, like, it's not just sex to a true polygamist. It's way bigger than that. So I probably wouldn't be
absolutely
the best one to practice polygamy and all of that. Like, I would just draw the line at just some wholesome fun sex.
Okay, what are your thoughts, Steve?
I think the way I'm set up, nah, I'm good. I'm good with just me and mine.
Oh, that sounds so vanilla.
Ooh, vanilla.
Okay, well, call me vanilla.
No, she's definitely not vanilla. I said that sounds vanilla, what she said. She's real vague with it, too. Oh, well, you know, with my setup, I'm good. I mean, he's not going to hear this, see? So keep it a book.
Oh, yeah, no, he already said he ain't listening to our show. Ever since that guy was talking about the dildo.
So,
no,
it's, okay, so
even
I,
if he heard it, he got to know that I'm good. He don't have to worry about that because he's going to keep his life and we're all going to be good.
Okay. So what Erica said, okay, well, I got my man. Every now and then we can open the bedroom, da-da-da. So my question to you ladies, I was thinking about earlier,
I thought I was going to write this book about 100 questions you want to ask before you get in a committed relationship. So K and C, if your man wanted a threesome, whether it was a holiday or a birthday, hey, he love you now. You is boo, but he want to spice it up like shit every now and then, once a year, twice a year, and bring somebody else in. Like, this is what he really want. Would you be open? Would you consider or no?
I actually had somebody ask me that question once, and here's what I said. I said, you can have anything you want, but don't expect me to be a part of it or be with you.
Oh, shit. I mean, I can respect that, because honestly, you shouldn't do a threesome. You shouldn't do a threesome for anybody else. You have to do it because you want to do it. That's what you're interested in. I think it can get really messy, and feelings can get really hurt if you're doing it for any other reason outside of that. And also, I don't know, I would probably, knowing what I know now and kind of the experiences I've had now, I would probably caution myself on having a threesome with, like, my man, the person I'm in love with, especially if we're not on the same page with kind of expectations and boundaries and things of that nature. But if you are doing it for someone else, I think that's the wrong reason to do it. I think you should want to do it. That's something that you want to cross off your list. That's something that you want to experience. I wouldn't do it for any other reason than that.
I definitely agree. And, you know, it's funny you said that, Erica, because I was talking to you a little bit last night about when I used to live in North Carolina. We used to have these, like, adult parties and stuff like that. And I'll never forget, like, I used to go to, like, the swingers clubs on a regular basis. Don't judge me. But I met so many people. I met so many people, like, at the club. And I used to sit and talk to, like, a lot of women, a lot of couples. And, you know, I'm a curious person by nature. So I've asked women, like, style, you know, what made you start, blah, blah, blah. And I'll never forget this conversation I had with this one lady. She was telling me that they had started because he wanted to kind of, you know, open the door. And they talked about the boundaries and blah, blah, blah. And they both agreed that if anyone wanted to stop, they would stop. And that was like 7-8 years ago, according to when she was telling me the story. And guess what? Now she just came to the swingers club and sat and was just drinking all night while he was running around screwing people. And she been wanting to stop and had 3 kids, and he was screwing while she was pregnant and everything. But she said he just violated what they originally agreed because he got addicted to the lifestyle. So sometimes people do agree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then that's a hard thing to kind of get past because, you know, your grandma used to say kind of how you get them is how you keep them, and then they get used to certain things. But in all honesty, I truly feel like you should be enough for your partner. You should be enough. You should be enough woman. I'll swing from the fucking ceiling if you want me to. I should be enough, though. I had threesomes because that's just something I wanted to experience. I can't say, you know, when I was married, I wasn't letting another woman in my bedroom because that's not what I wanted with my husband at the time. And I don't know that will be something I would do with my next husband. I believe I will be married again. I think I will find love again. But it can just get so messy because someone has to know that it's just that. But that line always gets crossed for some reason. People are not robots. They develop emotions. It's easy for people to feel disrespected. It's just so many different avenues when it comes to that.
You're right. Mm-hmm. And I guess one thing you said also, again, that's key is sometimes we can want to do something because it's fun, but things don't always go how you think it's going to go. And when you open Pandora's box, it's hell to pay.
It was fun. I tried it. Cool. I don't want to do it no more. Like, and that's shit get old quick. Let's move on to something else. It's definitely tricky. I'd be curious to know some men's responses.
I definitely would love to know that. But what do you guys think about, like, Erica, you mentioned one woman should be enough. I've always kind of had a hang-up about that relationship because, like, me personally, I get bored of people. Like, oh, gosh. So, K, see what you're thinking. You feel like in a relationship, a monogamous, like if he's fulfilling you and you're fulfilling him, one is enough?
I mean, you should be. I agree with Erica, you should be enough. But, I mean, it's nothing wrong with if you wanted to bring somebody into the situation once in a while, but you, like Erica was saying, you have to have a strong understanding. Your relationship has to be solid. Otherwise, it's going to be chaos.
It's going to be a disaster. Yeah. And the your partner's going to be left feeling hurt, feeling unwanted, feeling like they're not enough. Self-esteem going to go down. Confidence going to go down. It's just going to spiral. Yeah.
That's true. You know, my cousin, one of my favorite cousins, as a matter of fact, was married for like 20 years. And she had basically gotten her husband's phone looking for one thing and found something else and found out he was sleeping with the next door neighbor. And they were, like, separated, and she was wanting him to get out. But he was trying to figure out, like, baby, I love you. I love you. I'm so sorry. And, you know, he wanted to go to counseling and everything. And I was asking her, like, you know, can you give him another chance? Like, you know, like, everybody loves him. And she was like, you know, because she said, I wouldn't mind, but I can't. And I'm like, why? And she said, because, like, him cheating, it hurt her self-esteem. And it turned her into someone that she'd never been before, because she don't go around, like, feeling like, oh, I'm not pretty, I'm not good enough. But she felt like this is not just my husband, this is my best friend. And for him to be screwing around with the next door neighbor for a month or two, like, he must not want me. I must not be attracted to him. And that just kind of messed with her self-esteem. And I never really looked at it that way. I just felt like, you know, okay, men cheat, so what? You know what I'm saying? But
you know what? I think that's just kind of like a societal understanding that people give to cheating. Like, I think it's very much so downplayed, but really, that shit give you PTSD. It's traumatic. It really is. And a lot of people have that notion, like you just described, like, yeah, it's cheat, niggas cheat, people cheat. But, like, when that's your person, your partner, that's really, really traumatic. It really is.
It can change your personality.
Absolutely.
It can break you down.
Well, I definitely agree. I was listening to some, I think I sent y'all from Instagram earlier, this girl was saying that she just loves to be with a man to where she don't even have to think. Like, she's like, not because I'm dumb, but because, like, I know he got me. You know, I can close my eyes and worry about nothing. I know he got me. I'm like, girl, but open your eyes. I just think that it's so hard for women to really meet men or meet a partner to where you say, you know what, I can close my eyes and lean back because you got me. Have y'all ever been in a relationship where you totally felt like 100% trust in this, like they got you?
Nope. Yeah.
Now, who said nope?
Me.
Who is me?
Because
Kay and Evie, your voice is kind of soft. You said what?
C.
All right, so you said no? Not ever?
I feel like, okay, so the relationship I'm in now, like I know if I need something, I can ask. But I know that right now they're going through their own thing. So I know that it's hard for them, but they will try. So I wouldn't even put that on them. In my previous two last relationships, I could say no because they showed and proved that they didn't have me when I needed them to have the situation, or they just messed up, you know, and so many times that I'm like, okay, you've proven that you're not someone that's trustworthy.
Makes sense. How about you, lady?
I don't want to take over the conversation. Go ahead.
Speak your piece.
I mean, I have, like, that's how I know, like, my current situation is not love, because I have been loved correctly before. You know the difference, and you could tell the difference because you've experienced being loved properly, being
handled with care, being treated respectfully, to know when now you're not getting any of those things. Like, my ex-husband was really a stand-up guy, stellar guy, great provider. Didn't have to ask for anything, didn't want anything. He was funny. He was nice to me. He was respectful. He supported me. We were just in two different phases of life. But I felt really secure in that relationship. I didn't question myself. I didn't question whether or not I was enough. I didn't question whether or not my looks were up to par. I didn't have any issue in trusting him. He didn't, you know, take his phone with him to the bathroom and sleep with it under his pillow. Like, he didn't just do the things that you see guys doing nowadays. He courted me even after we got married. Like, it was just day and night as to what I'm experiencing now that I'm dating.
Women, we shouldn't have to question, like, if we're the prize, if we're enough. And I think that anyone that makes us feel less than that, like, that's a fucking problem. That's a problem. That's really a problem.
It is a problem. They put you in therapy. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, people don't really understand that, like, and I understand, you know, everybody's not a saint. Some people are going to do what they're going to do, but why play games? Why play with people's feelings? And, like, that shit is ridiculous. That's why if people are not ready to be in a relationship, then they shouldn't. Because some people, they cool with just playing the field, hanging out, serial dating, screwing here. You don't have to be acting like you want to get married tomorrow. And that ain't really what you want.
Absolutely. And then I'm just finding out, like, I feel like some of these men are bigger opportunists than women. I call them, like, real bitch-like behavior. A lot of them are the gold diggers. A lot of them are the,
right?
It's the what can I get from you? Like, you know, it's like a lot of roles have reversed lately. I've been in the game.
I think it's Usher that has a song called Trading Places. Is that what's happening?
Oh, right. Yeah. Hit it on the nail, baby.
But I'm saying, but you know what?
Atlanta or what?
It's definitely Atlanta. That's a whole other story. Hey, listen, this is a sidebar. Corinne, C and K, I learned something today from Erica that I was telling her about men that are really, like, bisexual or down low that date women and they use as a cover because they're, like, a professional or a pastor or whatever. And she told me a word. I'm like, what's that? And you said beard. They wear beard.
Yeah,
is that what you said?
Beard.
Oh, y'all heard
not
of that before?
So the girlfriend would be considered the beard.
Correct. So it's really like, just, you know, it might be in the Urban Dictionary, Tawanda, but it's really a slang term, and it's really to describe the woman who has the boyfriend to really just conceal their sexual orientation. That's really what they're doing. So I don't know if you were watching The Real Housewives back in the day, when Portia, before she became the Portia she is today, she was married to the former football player, Cordell Stewart.
Yeah.
So, okay. I don't know if it's still out there on the internet. I'm pretty sure it is because, you know, it's like the deep hole, a black hole, everything. Once it's out there, it stays out there. But she was allegedly his beard.
Never heard that before. And I remember she was married to him because he treated her kind of bad. What is he up to now?
I don't know. Probably growing another beard. Who knows?
Fudge.
I was about to say bearding.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? But it's the reality. So this is another sidebar before I get back and talk about the men acting like women and sugar mamas. So when me and Eric was talking, we were talking about, like, women. Like, men are okay with women that like women. They think it's hot. They think it's sexy. But some women do not like men that are willing to screw other men. So if a guy likes men and women, do you ladies see him as bisexual? Or you feel like, well, he gay? And if so, are you having a double standard?
Yes, sir.
Lady? Huh?
Lady?
I definitely got a double standard. I know.
All day.
I think most women have double standards.
I do. But, you know, I don't know. Like, it's so weird because, man, I just got double standards all around the book. So I don't think a man can be bisexual. Either you're straight or you're gay. There is no in-between for the guy. I feel like a woman can be. I feel like, golly, I would rather go to a woman strip club than have dick slanging in my face. But then I'd rather suck a dick than eat some pussy. I just got double standards all the way around.
Me too.
What?
Yes, you do.
I do.
Oh,
yeah. But I realize that, though, and I live my truth.
Oh, yeah, you true to it. Yeah, absolutely. I respect it. Well, what about you, Kay?
I'm trying to understand what part is the double standard.
Do you think
the
a man that treats men and women as gay or bi?
Men and women are gay or bi? I mean, honestly, my personal opinion is that men will have sex with anything that moves. So I don't even know if that's a gay or bi thing.
I mean, that's the Wayne Brady pansexual. In my book, you gay. If you a man and you fucking anything other than a woman, you're gay.
Somebody said transsexual?
Pansexual.
Okay, all right.
You've
never
heard of a pansexual?
Oh, yeah, I know about pans. I thought you said try. Like, yo, you try anything. Well, I don't know. But in reference to men looking for women to do things for them, I have met men that say, you know what, women always holler about being independent, but they still want you to open the door and pay for the food and blah, blah, blah. Make up your damn mind. So what are you guys thoughts about that?
I'll tell you what my thought is. If a man wants to pay all my rent and buy all the food and give me money to spend, I don't mind staying at home and taking care of everything. That does not bother me.
Would you still be hollering about independent woman and all this other stuff?
If he's paying my bills, do you know how expensive it is right now? It is expensive. I will look pretty and stay quiet. And if I can have a check to go shopping, that's great, too.
Oh,
it's expensive. You almost got to have a roommate coexist with somebody. Shit. Just everything is just so expensive.
And you're in Wisconsin, right?
I'm in Wisconsin.
It's cheaper than Cali. Which is where you were before, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's why I moved to Wisconsin, because California is ridiculous. There's no way. I don't think I would be able to move back now, honestly. It's so expensive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh, my God. Well,
once you leave California,
you got to Wisconsin?
Huh?
So what about the city you were in before you got to Wisconsin? That you were in for
a couple
months?
I lived in the Bay. I lived in Hayward. I lived in Sacramento. I lived in Stockton. Like, I kind of, you know, have been through all those cities.
No, the city you were in before you went to Wisconsin. Well, you remember when you moved to the house? You know, I was fighting all the time.
Yeah, I was in Stockton before I moved to Wisconsin.
No, wasn't that Minneapolis or something, Corinne?
No, I never lived in Minneapolis. That's Minnesota.
I thought you lived in a different state.
I lived in Minnesota like many, many years ago. That was a long time ago.
No, before you moved to Wisconsin, you had found a house online. moved there, mm-hmm. painted all the rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was that city?
That was Manitowoc.
What state was that?
That was Wisconsin.
Oh, I didn't realize it was still Wisconsin.
I thought it was a different state.
Yeah,
no.
Me too.
When I left from California, I moved to Wisconsin, and I've been here since.
Okay. I thought it was a different state. All right, so what you're saying is if a man wants to pay all the bills, you're cool with staying at home, cooking and cleaning and blah, blah, blah.
If I never had to leave my house, like if I was not forced to leave my house, I probably wouldn't leave my house.
Well, would you work at all?
I mean, if I had to, if I was forced to.
Oh, my gosh.
There are certain things that I do that I enjoy that I guess could be considered work, but I do them because I have time and I enjoy doing them.
But work
but
is being paid from it.
Right. So, like, you know, if I would prefer, if I had the choice, I would prefer to do the things that I like to do, like write books, you know, things like that. But that's sort of a long-term process, and you don't get paid while you're doing it. You don't get paid until the product is finished, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to have time to do it.
So, Kate, if you meet a guy, like, dating up or whatever, and he says, hey, well, let's go to dinner, let's get to know each other, but we're going to go Dutch. Is that okay with you?
Is that okay with me? If it's a first date, I mean, it really depends. If we're just friends, yeah. But if he's trying to, you know, do something more than friendship, I need to see exactly what, like, so here's my perspective. My perspective is that when you go on a date with a guy, everything about what he does in that date will tell you about his personality and his character and his thought process. It will tell you a lot about him. If he's willing to pay, he's a generous person. If he's not willing and he's like, let's go Dutch, okay, so maybe there are some caveats. Maybe you guys are just friends. Maybe neither one of you are interested in each other. But if he's like, no, you need to pay for yourself, maybe he's stingy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It will tell you a lot about his character.
What about you, Erica? If you meet a guy on dating app or just happenstance and y'all want to go out, but y'all may be interested in each other, but he wants to, you know, you pay for your stuff, I pay for my stuff. Is that okay with you?
Then we're friends, but there, and that will be made clear, because if your intention is to date me to see if we are going to be in a relationship that might include sex, to court me, your intention is not to be friend-zoned, then no, I expect you to pay for this date. If I pay for my half or if I pay for the date, especially like the first date, we're friends. Now,
right. In a
relationship, in a marriage, and I know it's a lot of talk about the 50-50 thing, and so I think my mindset is a little different from what I just described when it becomes like a real relationship, a true partnership, a true companion, because I'm always going to pick up the slack if and when my husband, my boyfriend can't. Or I realize that every relationship is going to be different, and I realize that sometimes it may not be 50-50. Sometimes it may be 60-40, 70-30. It just depends on where we are in life at the time. Before I divorced my husband, he got laid off from a job he was at for 30 years. And, of course, we had a good amount of savings, but he got depressed, and I didn't want to go on his savings, you know, for that. So I picked up the bills until he figured out what he wanted to do. So, you know, life happens and things happen. But on that first date, if your intention is to not be friend zone, you picking up the check. You pulling out chairs, you opening doors, you doing that.
Definitely agree.
Yep.
But I know some current, tell them about if you remember the guy, we were, like, we're on Blog Talk Radio. So on Blog Talk, like you're on now, anyone that logs into Blog Talk can see, like, different shows that's on. So we had this guy, I think, like, two different times we were on. He came on, and we, you know, we just allowed him, like, see who it was, whatever. And he had a lot to say. Friend, do you remember the guy I was talking about? Remember the guy I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
What was his stance?
What was his name?
No, what was his stance? What was his big issue?
So his whole thing was, you had to go Dutch. So he was like, he's not paying for a girl's dinner. And his whole thing was because he said that's what girls do. They find guys to take them out to get a free meal. And he said that he's not going to fall for that, basically. And, yeah, so he was Dutch. I was calling him Dutch something. I can't remember his name. But, yeah,
he had
a very strong stance on being Dutch.
He wasn't asking people out on dates. Hilarious.
Listen, I don't know if he was asking these women on dates, but whoever he was, however it was happening, he was very stance and, very strong in his stance of going Dutch.
He couldn't have, because that is hella awkward and weird. And quite honestly, sir, that is dating. You ask a woman on a date, you pay for the date. I mean,
exactly.
Call it traditional, call it old-fashioned, call it whatever. But perhaps he was just meeting chicks and talking to them and say, hey, you want to meet here? And then, you know, telling the waiter, make sure you split the check with the chick not even knowing. I don't know. I'd be curious to get him back on the phone because I got questions. That's funny. That's funny.
But look, I think he had a problem with women, to be honest.
Yo, he was the worst. Like, look, tell him about his girlfriend is out and get a flat tire at like 2, 3 in the morning.
He basically said if that happens, that the girl should have enough, what do you say, like wits to her that she should have thought about that ahead and got triple A so he don't have to get out of his bed and then she's going to inconvenience him because he got to go to work in the morning.
He want to date a man.
You see?
He wants to date a man. He probably gets pegged at night. Because quite honestly, why wouldn't you want your woman to call you if she breaks down? What man
right.
is saying that? That's crazy.
Right. You see, the first
man,
date will tell you a lot about a man's
are
character.
Cut from a different cloth. Oh, my gosh. If I can't call you when I get a flat tire, buddy, you better believe you won't never hear from me.
Right. Right.
I think he wants a beard. That's what he wants. I'm convinced.
He might have one.
Yeah, he definitely does. Don't call me for shit. Just act like you my bitch, and that's it.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, to me, it sounds like he's been used by a couple of different women because he was like, if you don't want me or da-da-da, why I got to pay it? He was just real bitter. I mean, he was
like,
real bitter. That's crazy. I'm like, hold up. Your woman is out at night, and you said don't wake you up. Call AAA. Like, really?
You got some nerves. Oh, my gosh. I'm
she's
not
like, she's
having
enough money to pay for
man,
it, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's crazy. He
oh,
got
yeah,
some deeper
nothing,
issues.
Nothing. He better
got
have enough money to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. He got some issues.
Man, that is crazy. Well, you
that's
know,
why
I,
he's
what,
single, and that's why here yeah. he's single.
But now, what did he say about two-time loser, Corinne?
I knew he was gonna say that. He called me a two-time loser because I've been because I've been married twice.
But I'm saying he got, I mean, you got a lot of damn nerve, man. But what did
he's
say?
Married.
he's been married. Does he even have a woman? Does it sound like it?
Okay, I digress.
But he said he wanted
like
somebody.
Later.
I bet he do want somebody.
Yeah, he said he wanted somebody.
You're going to feel that way for a long time, buddy. And that's why,
yeah.
And that's why bitch is using you. That's why.
Hey, look, yeah, but he was the one saying, yeah, y'all say y'all independent, but y'all want my money. Y'all want my hard-earned money. I'm not
doing
it.
Yeah, I am independent, but I still expect you to step up, come through for me when I need you to, come through for me when I don't ask. I do expect you to show initiative. I do expect you to spoil me and give me princess treatment. Yeah, and I still make six figures on my own. Sure do. Next.
And you want
well,
to
that,
pay for half of the bills.
That was what he said he wanted done for himself.
I tell you. Because he's a bitch in his gay relationship.
That's kind of what he said he wants. So I'm just trying to figure out what's up. You feel me?
But you know, some men are like that, though. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I don't know. I don't know. That
how old was he?
And they're single men.
Huh?
Did y'all know how old he was?
I don't know.
He's
probably
middle-aged.
Yeah, he probably was at least 40. But, Corinne, tell him about the other guy that dialed in. I think he was from, like, I don't know if he's from DMV.
No, I'm going to say that other guy that was single, he was like, he sounded like he was in his, like, middle 40s to 50s to me. But the other guy sounded about 20-something that wanted to
now,
be
now, what
paid.
Did he want?
He wanted
to be paid.
He said that, didn't he say he wanted to be pegged and he tried to figure out how to ask his girlfriend to do it?
Yeah.
He said he wanted what?
He wanted to be pegged.
And he wanted to see the best way to ask his girlfriend to peg him. That's so funny.
What did you
I got
tell
a home girl. I didn't tell him nothing.
Your homegirl what?
I got a homegirl. So I didn't even know about this site, but it used to be this site called Backpage or something like that. It was almost like the dark web Craigslist. And
yeah, we all heard of Backpage.
Okay, I hadn't. Okay, I'm late to the show. But she used to put up advertisement for quote-unquote massages, but she would always get Indians and really especially white men and Indians who would reach out to her, and, I mean, they would be paying $800, $1,000 to be paid, would literally come to the hotel room with their own lineup of dildos and toys and crazy shit. So that shit happens more than we think.
Are
she's a housewife now, raising her kids, but she was out there making her money, pegging people.
And was she? Oh gosh, really?
Was safe sex?
Well, get your coin, sister. Damn. Cause y'all do that though.
Nah, I don't want to fuck no guy. I'm good. If I don't want to fuck you
no,
in your ass with your dildo, I'm good. That's that gay
ew.
Shit I'm talking about. That's
nasty.
That's nasty.
Oh, my God.
I'm not surprised that this guy was trying to figure out the best way for him to ask his girlfriend because the shit happens. Undergrad, when I was at Georgia State, I used to be a tutor for the athletic department. And I don't know, have you guys heard of T.S. Madison?
Yes.
T.S. Madison. What's that?
So T.S. Madison is a trans woman, but she is now really like a TV personality, socialite,
type of girl. Back in the day, she was a porn star. Well, porn producer and porn star. She created this site and this company called BigDickBitch.com. And she was running through the city of Atlanta. It had to have been about maybe 2010, 2011 when this happened. So I was at Georgia State undergrad, tutoring the athletic department. And one day, like, everybody's phone started going off. And what it was a clip that T.S. Madison had put on her BigDickBitch.com website of her and one of the football players. Come to find out, she had some interactions with a couple of the different football players, but they were getting pegged. They was sucking her dick. She was fucking them. They was fucking her. It was just a big-ass scandal. So I say that to say they start pegging at a young age. Don't be surprised when shit come about, because it definitely is real.
Well, I just Googled her. Okay, so she's a black lady.
Yes. Yeah, she's a black lady.
Never heard of her
before.
She
done cleaned up her image. I don't know if she is or has been vocal about kind of how she made her money early on. I haven't heard her talk about it.
Yeah, I heard her talk about her porn career.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She was really big bitch for real. She really is big bitch. And she really had a porn empire. A gay porn empire.
Are you fucking serious?
I swear to God, she had some of them football players at Georgia State wanted to commit suicide.
Man, I just pulled her picture in the chat, but they got a picture online. How she used to be with, I guess, when she was a guy. Wow. Are you serious?
Look up Queen's Court, Tawanda. She was on a show with Kaya.
That was something she did recently before they fell out. Yep.
You say Queen's Court?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's definitely kind of come a long way. Obviously, she's not doing porn anymore. And she's kind of using her platform for LGBTQ plus A. I'm sorry, so many letters.
LGBTQI plus.
There you go. You know, to support them.
Didn't they get that show
she was on what recently?
Like a major network?
Huh?
No, I was saying, didn't they get her a show on that major network?
I think she does have a show. I know she was a part of RuPaul's Drag Race at one point. I think she was a judge on that. I think she did.
Oh, yes, it was a T.S. Madison.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yes.
Hey, bitches, I got my own show. Wow. I never heard this lady before. And she, oh, man. You know what? You learn something new every day. T.S. Madison. Oh, and T.S. means trans.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, a lot of times, like on different dating sites, they'll have T.S. Letting people. Cause some people.
Oh, well, yeah, no,
to
I know what that means. I didn't know if that's what she intended it to be.
Transsexual. Transsexual Madison.
I need to put
that two together. Yeah, because I know a lot of none of y'all probably go on dating sites, but I run a company. We have people on all types of dating sites, and I'm like, what's this TS? And then I figured out it's transsexual.
Well, I didn't know it from dating sites. I knew it from just porn sites, but I didn't know that that's what she intended.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't know that's what her
intended. Right.
Ah. Well, you go, C.S. Madison. She got, and you said the site was called Big Dick what?
BigDickBitch.com.
So did she have a big
dick? Don't catch a virus.
Yes. Don't catch a virus. Please don't.
What do you mean virus? What are you talking about?
On your computer or on your
phone.
On
your computer,
fool. Oh, is the site still out there?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm not
watching
a long time.
I'm not watching a porn tonight.
Nah, not a name. It's a bar. Everybody go Google the bar. That's really interesting. What the hell? So I got three more questions for y'all before I try to let y'all go. Some men say, you know what? Women don't know what the hell they really want. So, ladies, do you really feel like you know what you want when it comes to love, life, and dating?
I think so.
You think so? Or you know so?
No, I know more of what I don't want to know what I want.
That part.
Yeah, long laundry list of what you don't want.
No, I think my laundry list is longer of what I want than what I don't want. But is this as equal probably?
Okay. And you stand on that, like, this is what I want. I know it. I know it. I know it.
Yeah, some things you can't compromise on, like a bisexual or a gay man.
That's
that
still
part
for you? That, is that a deal breaker for you?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, it is.
Any other deal breakers in relationships, lady? Like, this, you do this, I'm out. Great deal breaker. No conversation, no chase, I'm gone.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you would consider a deal breaker in a relationship?
Say what?
If you
want to
be paid.
Who said that? See?
Yeah. If you want to be paid,
you're
better on what
you take. Hold on. Let me get my shit. I'm out. Let me get my shit. I'm out.
No, I'm not taking no shit. I'm taking my belongings.
I'm not taking you. Mess with your shit.
Exactly.
Well, ladies, do you like an alpha man, or what type of man, like, does it for you? Makes your toes curl. Tell us about him.
I definitely like an alpha man. I like a man who is a leader. I don't know if I'm just old-fashioned. Maybe I'm a little mixture of everything, but I am a little traditional when I do like a man to lead my household and to lead our household. And I like when you make plans for us. I like when we talk about we. I like when you take charge. I like that. That is a turn-on for me. That is making me feel secure also. Like, it checks off a number of different items on my list, just more so than you being an alpha male. So, I do.
I love it. How about you, Kay? Other than him, in addition to him paying your bill?
I am attracted to intelligence. I don't even start liking someone if I think they're stupid or not smart. I become attracted to the mind first. So that, I mean, any... Huh?
After sapiosexual?
Pretty much. I mean, they have to be intelligent. It's I'm not even, I already have a very hard time, like, becoming emotionally attached to just men in general. It's really hard for me to fall in love. And I think that's probably why, because I haven't, like, most guys I see are kind of stupid.
How about you, C?
I like that DDE.
Oh, shit. Go ahead. You said D-D-E.
Damn.
Drop
D-D-E.
Every day?
Oh, yeah, huh? That too. But big dick energy is what I was talking to.
That's what I thought too.
Wait a minute.
Big dick every day. That sounds good, though. Big dick energy, yes. No, I do like an alpha man. Like, I want someone to take control and do what they need to do. But you got to – I need to, like, a like kind of like what Kay said. I mean, not necessarily, like, your smarts is second to me. Like, you got to be visually appealing to me. Then if you say something stupid, then it's like I'm turned off. But, I just need someone that's a good leader, that is intelligent, that can – hold his own and still don't put restrictions on me, because I'm going to still do what I got to do and, you know, whatever. But I just want him to make it so that I'm comfortable so I can focus on what I need to do and not have to worry about, is he fumbling bags?
Yeah.
Oh, this
I got to trust that you're not going to lead me into some stupid shit. Like, I got to trust that you are going to be not even just an alpha male, but a man of God. You gonna, you know, I want to follow my husband. I want to submit to my husband. I want to do all those things that we are supposed to do based off of the Word of God. And I just think that comes as an alpha male. And maybe that's not the right term. Maybe I'm connecting it. Maybe I'm getting a little too deep in it. But I connect it all together. And you got to be an alpha male. You got to have confidence. You got to be intelligent. You got to be able to lead. You got to be a provider. You got to be all of that makes an alpha male. It's some fake ass alpha males out there that just, you know, talk the talk, but really don't deliver on shit. And then you find out when it's almost too late. Well, I guess better late than never, but for those true alpha males,
I definitely agree. When I was looking at something on Instagram, I like Shiny O'Neal. Oh, not Shiny O'Neal anymore. I like Shiny former O'Neal. And I actually like the guy she married. I mean, she's a guy, her guy, ain't gangster. He is attractive.
The
yes, Pastor what's his name? Henderson.
Henderson.
I like her. He's attractive. I mean, she's a powerhouse. But guess what? She got a powerhouse. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of, like, I love that.
Yeah. I love that.
So let's say, ladies, he's an alpha. He's intelligent. He's all that. But in the bedroom, he batting 2 inches. And his head game ain't great. Is that a deal breaker? Can you work with it?
No, nope.
What is it?
It is a deal breaker.
Oh, please go first.
Oh, no, it's a deal breaker all day. I already said my position. That's my BDE. I don't do little dick energy. But they say that's so low vibrational.
He can chisel it.
He can't do shit. Not for me.
Erica, is that a deal breaker?
I didn't hear the question.
Tell her the question, Karen.
She said, a 2-inch man that got 2 seconds for you, is that a deal breaker?
Yes.
But he's intelligent.
It's a deal breaker.
Wait a minute,
I know,
he's intelligent.
And that's okay, but it's just not okay for us to be in a relationship. Cause one, you're gonna get cheated on, and I'm not a cheater. I believe in being committed to my person, and sex is a major part of a relationship. Major, I mean, it's up there with finances and all that. That's just gonna be a recipe for disaster. So I'm not even gonna lie to you. It definitely is a deal breaker, and we're going to be friends.
Wow.
I know. Hey. I mean, damn, that sounds so bad, but, you know.
Hey, keep it 100.
I'm going to have to agree with her because, I mean, we can be friends.
Yeah, see, we're going to be friends.
We can be friends all day.
Yeah.
Kay, but listen, Kay, he's willing to pay the bills.
Yeah, but no, I can pay my own bills if it comes down to it.
That's just being real.
Oh, God, that is so crazy. But it is what it is. It is what it is. So listen, ladies, we close out tonight. The title of this discussion was supposed to be talking about the ultimate girl's trip. And we're going to go from one side to the next. But I think I was talking to you about this too, Erica, and Corinne last week. So, like, I know back in the day I used to watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And they used to go on all these amazing trips. And then it was drama. But my question is, have you guys ever been on an ultimate girl's trip? And if not, what is your idea? Like, where would you go? What would you do for an ultimate girl's trip? Whoever wants to go first.
I think what makes a good girl's trip, one, not a lot of people. I think that's probably why the Real Housewives, and then they were doing it for TV, so of course it always kind of ended up in drama. But I think not too many people going on the trip, because a lot of people vacation or party different, right? So I don't know, are you an early riser? Are you a person that likes to sleep in? Like, you guys kind of got to be in sync when you're going on trips, on vacation together, I think. But what makes the ultimate girl's trip to me is definitely a lot of alcohol, a lot of partying, a lot of relaxation. I want a spa day or two in there. You know, sisterhood. I want some deep conversations. I want to get advice. I want to give advice. And did I say party? I think the ultimate girl's trip to me is going to Vegas. Because I just always have a great time in Vegas. It is just always something to do. And they have everything. But I wouldn't be opposed to a girl's trip abroad either. But, yeah, I think that's what makes a good girl's trip, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Kay, she had to log out. So how about you, C?
I think, like, anything where it's, like, an all-exclusive type of deal, like, maybe, like, at a resort or something like that. Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily have to be even out of the country. It could be within the states, but I would just want to go with, like Erica was saying, like, people that's going to mesh well together. I don't want it to be, like, too many people. Like, preferably if I know all the people, that would be cool. But, like, I feel like kind of, like, if you're going to have one person that, like, I have a friend that likes to go on vacation and she'll read a book on the beach or something like that. Like, you need to have somebody to match with her, because I'm not going to sit on the beach with you and read a book. Like, that's not what I'm here for. But I understand that's what she does and that's what she, you know, is into. But so she should have somebody that's going to be with her, because I definitely believe in the buddy system. So that everybody's safe and we don't have to worry about where did so-and-so go. So, yeah, I think that would be, and drinking and having fun and, you know, just turning up. And as long as everybody get home safe and we be like, yo, do you remember that? Nope. Then we had a good time.
So what's your definition of having fun, though, Corinne?
Nah, because you don't want to call me vanilla. Like, first of all, I am a woman of a certain age at this point. But, I mean, like, I feel like having fun, just like, okay, if you're a little tipsy, I like to be a little tipsy. I don't want to be drunk, because I do want to remember, like, where the room is at the end of the night and not have any Tawanda type of bad decisions to be made.
You gonna pop a pill?
Like, I'd be down for a lot of stuff, but I mean, I'm not pegging nobody at the end of the night unless they got 20 racks or better. Let's make that clear.
That part.
Hey, are you gonna pop some? Y'all popping some pills?
What
some
I do?
X? Popping some pills? Some X?
Nah. I'll get high. We can smoke some weed, but we don't pop no pills.
Maybe an Adderall. You said what?
No, I was being funny. I said maybe an Adderall.
Same as that.
Pop it, pop it, pop. But you know, I think I was talking to Corinne about this. I know I was talking to Cap. A friend of mine, I wish I could get her on the phone now, but she's probably somewhere making some bad decisions. She was telling me, I guess like a year and a half ago, right? She was like, girl, it's this guy on Instagram. His name is Kevin Samuels. He's just going in on women. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. So anyway, I went to Instagram. I was listening to a couple of his episodes. And of course, I'm changing the subject again. And so I saw when she was kind of pissed off, but it didn't really bother me too much because I understood he was talking about certain topics and he was getting a rise out of people, and that's why, you know, he had millions of followers. So anyway, of course, we know he passed away last year. I think he had a heart attack. Is that correct?
Something with his heart.
Yeah.
All right. So my thing is, with Kevin Samuels, for example, my first, I got to ask, because I'm curious about him because he kind of died too soon for us to get him on the show. So did you guys see him? Did you find him attractive?
He ain't my type. I'm not going to sit here and say he ugly.
Erica?
I don't really recall what he looks like. Because like, I really didn't even know about him until, like, he died and everybody was talking about, oh, he, the guy that be, you know, talking bad about women died. But I do recall seeing a clip. I think he was, like, tall, slim.
I'm about to send you a picture real fast.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he might have been, like, 6'3", 6'4". He used to be, like, an image consultant. What else was he, Corinne?
You said what?
I said he was an image consultant, and what else?
Oh, motivational speaker, quote unquote, YouTuber. I don't know what else he did outside of that.
Yeah, I can't remember what else he did, but yeah, he definitely pissed a lot of women off. But you know what else about him? You guys know, like, on his Instagram, they started having events. Like, he dead. And they started, like, having a different event. It's kind of, like, strange.
They removed all his stuff off of YouTube because people were using his clips after he died.
They were doing what now?
So they removed his clips off of YouTube.
When?
And recently, because I guess people kept using his clips after he passed away.
I sure was.
Well, yeah, they pulled all his clips.
But I wonder why. I mean, that's a part of life.
I don't know. I have no idea. It was a reason behind it, but I don't remember.
Let me see. Let me go there and see. But I guess my point was, like, he had a strong opinion about women, and his thing was, you know, basically, you should be happy. You know, like, whatever the hell I give you, be happy. Appreciate it, and blah, blah, blah. So, all right, so let me see. Kevin Samuels. Videos. All right, so I wonder what did they pull off a line offline. But yeah, I like having, like, I think Erica was talking about discussions. Like, he would have been somebody I would have really wanted to have a couple different discussions with because I always wonder like, how do men think? What the hell do you want? How do you think? Why do y'all do some of the shit y'all do? And I guess they have the same damn questions for us.
Now, I did hear some of his commentary, but I also heard some of the commentary some of the women were saying. And I can't say that I disagree with everything he said, maybe how he would say it. But
I think that's just how he said it.
Yeah, he was a little brutal and disrespectful, but I didn't really disagree with the overall message.
I think my thing with him was I didn't feel bad for the girls that went on there, maybe the first couple of people. But then when you know how his show is, and if you called in or whatever, Skyped in,
yeah,
or however
you're
he
just
had
doing
it,
it for clout at that point.
Yeah, and it's, I feel like at that point, you know what his show is, so you can't complain if he belittles you and berates you and, you know, tell you about yourself because you already knew what his platform was.
Right, right. I agree.
I definitely agree. And I think the other thing that I understood from what he was doing, you know, like a lot of people say, oh, I want a guy, I want to make seven figures, have so-and-so type of car, have so-and-so type of job or business. And he'd be like, "And what do you bring to the table?" You know what I'm saying? But that's the reality. A lot of times, some people want all this stuff, and in reality, they're not bringing anything to the table. Like, you gotta have something more than some good head. I mean, I'm sure a guy appreciates some good head, but that's the reality. So I don't think relationships have to be balanced, but everybody needs to bring something to the table, and I don't mean money.
Yeah, I mean, these niggas in Atlanta seem to just want, never mind. They okay with you.
Erica, being that you live in Atlanta, I used to live there. I lived in Atlanta in Atlanta area three different times. Everybody says the same thing about Atlanta, which is what, see, what does everybody say about Atlanta, Georgia? See?
But they down low?
Yeah, they think all the men is gay, which we know that's not the reality. But what would you say to women that move to Atlanta and want to start dating? Like, I mean, I say not just even Atlanta, just anywhere, but especially Atlanta.
Yeah,
like,
but it's worse here. I mean, the population of gay men is very high here. And then the women really do outnumber the men. And even when you got a good-ass woman, they still – because there's so many women, I guess, and they just can't.
So how do you date in Atlanta? What are the rules?
Don't fucking do it.
Well, you just got to go to Alabama and date? Go to South Carolina and date?
And I was
going
to say, like, maybe date
outside
your race, but shit, I got a homegirl that dated a white guy, and it's the same. Honestly, I don't know. My answer would be don't.
Don't date. You can live in Atlanta, but don't date in Atlanta. Get you some batteries.
Yeah.
What were you saying, see?
No, I was saying they say the same thing in D.C., though. There'd be a lot of undercover guys.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Yeah, I think this D.C. was the same damn way as Atlanta. I love D.C. though. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I like D.C. too. It's just too damn cold. I would live in D.C. if it didn't get that cold.
That used to be a black mecca too, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it is now. I'm sure it probably still is. A lot of professional us.
Yeah.
Is definitely in D.C.
It's definitely a little gentrified now.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. A lot of areas.
I don't know. I guess this dating and relationship thing, we have to definitely continue. I was in Miami a couple of weeks ago, me and one of my business partners, and she's an older Caucasian lady, and we were talking to a friend of mine that I know. He's a black guy, and she was saying she really
gay.
Wanted love and relationship. Huh?
He looked gay. Sorry, I just saw your pictures.
I thought so, too.
Oh, you don't think he was handsome?
No, I love the LGBTQ community. My gaydar are pretty good.
Really? Check this guy out. Let me know.
He's trying to get somebody that want to get pegged.
Really?
No, he does give up. Look,
I'm about to see
y'all's
picture.
That's why
do you have a gaydar?
Yeah, I think everybody does.
I forgot this. All right, does this guy give you a gaydar? I'm sending y'all this picture right here. I was on a call, a three-way earlier with a four-way, with a couple of people. And this one guy that was on there was talking a lot of shit. And she sent me his picture. I'm like, oh. What kind of vibe does he give you? ladies?
Hello.
I'm turning the corner.
Well, he
what do you
prison?
Mean? Yeah, he just got home, I think, like 2 months ago.
He looked like it. Why can't you take a picture like that?
Can you just... what does this...
Like, all of that, gives me the notion, like, because...
I don't associate a heterosexual alpha male taking a picture like that. It's questionable to me.
Look at the eyes.
Just look at him, period.
Yeah, they look at the lips, like. Yeah, when I saw this guy's picture, I'm like, well, he ain't a bad looking guy, but I'm like, the eyes, like. Yo, I believe you kind of, I don't know if you've been bending or you've been pegging. I said, you probably been pegging.
Definitely so.
You said what?
Definitely so.
What'd you think, Corinne?
He looked like somebody you don't want to be in the room by yourself with.
Oh, yeah, he did. Wait, why?
No, he
did. I mean...
His eyes, he just, I don't know. He looked like he'd been through some things, like he's seen some things.
And how old are he, y'all think he is?
Probably in his 30s.
35. Yeah, his eyes do tell a story.
Mm-hmm. And that's a little creepy.
Well, he might need to leave. I think he's in Florida, but he might need to go on to move to Georgia. And he'll fit right on in. That is crazy.
I don't want to say nothing bad, but he looked like he might go right back to where he came from.
Oh, I hope not. Hopefully he'll get it together. But
hopefully.
But I was like, he look a little sweet. He looked, you know, those guys, they like gangster, the killer type, but then they still sweet.
A Winston?
I think he said. I ain't trying to call him a Winston, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, definitely. So, Erica, where you going out at tonight, lady?
I don't know yet. My homegirl just said, come on, so I'm doing my makeup now. So hopefully somewhere fine.
And that's the thing also about Atlanta. Like, I guess tonight on the Friday night, is things open, like, all night?
I mean, it's always something to do.
But it's just the same shit all the time, that's all. Like, the club don't change. So you going to the club every single day is kind of stupid. But, you know, going out every once in a while, I think it's okay. But, yeah, it'd be shit open all night. One club closed, and they got after-hour spots. They got... All night restaurant.
Yeah, well, I gotta make y'all laugh before y'all go. One of these guys I met out that in a truck, and he has a truck. He lives in Texas, and I was dispatching him to go here. So he would go places like Vegas. When he go to Vegas, he'd be like, "Yo, T, when I get to Vegas, don't look for me nothing for like 3-4 days." Because I'm like, "Are you working or are you just really driving?" Making money to travel and have fun in these cities. He was like a little bit of both. So he went to Atlanta. And I used to live in Atlanta. Like, he went to Atlanta, and, man, this man found out more about flipping in Atlanta that I didn't even know existed. Because he was a freak. And he told me about a place he went to in Atlanta during the day, like 12 o'clock, like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And it was kind of like a day. You go in and you pay your money. And you hang out with people, and you can go in rooms and do stuff, like, during the day.
What was it called?
Y'all know about places like that? Huh?
Yeah. What was it called?
I can't remember. It's about 2 years ago.
Oh.
But, I mean, I'm like, what the hell? Because, you know, most times you think, like, clubs and stuff pop off at night. But this is a during-the-day type situation.
My friend showed me a flyer. I think it was in San Jose, California, because that's where he used to live. But it was services. It was like 6 months ago. So he showed me a flyer of just like a club. It looked like a gym, and you have to have a membership, but it's an all-gay club. And like they were having, I guess like it's open 24 hours a day. And they were showing, like, advertising it with naked people.
What?
This was in Texas?
No, California.
Oh, Cali.
Seven?
Men. Men.
Oh, wait. Oh, so was it a fuck party?
It had to be some type of sex club.
Wow.
But it looked like a gym.
Wow. That's crazy.
But you know the thing is, and I know we gotta go, but my cousin that live in Atlanta, he's gay. He's been gay all his life. But he was telling me, like, I guess when he first started, you know, I guess being gay or whatever, they used to have fuck parties. Like, I think it's something about gay men have a high sex drive. And he was telling me, like, they had so many parties where it'd be like 10, 12 guys in an apartment, and they just turn the lights off. And he told me, like, he's like, yo, because the carpet be white. Because they'd be all, like, busting all over the place. And they'll just turn the light off, and everybody just bent over or whatever. But I just think gay men got a high sex drive. You said what? I don't know. But, you know, the world continues to change, so we should not be surprised by anything. We just got to...
I just think we should all put money in adult diapers.
Why?
I feel like it's going to be, like, a good thing to have your, like, you know, invest your stock into, because all these loose buttholes.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody wants to get
and taped.
But so as we close out, we talked about all types of crazy shit, which is that's what we do. But we know that there's some woman in the world that is single, maybe wanting to date, may have been in a relationship, maybe apprehensive about getting back into a relationship, finding love again, are just confused. So, ladies, we always have to end with a nugget to encourage anyone that happens to listen to our podcast later. What would a tip be that you would leave to be empowered, to be encouraged, to be inspired, or to run when it comes to getting back into the
dating? And I am her. I need all the advice.
Well, you got to give some too, Erica.
Yeah, I think it would just be that, you know, don't give up. And this whole social phenomenon that is taking place that's kind of like glamorizing and showcasing toxic relationships as relationship goals, no, it's not. And you can and will be loved properly. Like, I have to remind myself that every single day. You have been loved properly, and you will be loved properly again. It's just wherever you at right now, it's temporary. So that's kind of the advice I give myself, literally, every day.
Well, I love it.
Just a disclaimer. The Clutch Podcast, we love everyone. If you want to get pegged on your own time, do that. But, you know, you might just not get dated by anybody in the show. But, no, seriously.
I ain't doing it.
Pick somebody else for the job. But, no, I think that you never have to settle in life. So just because you feel like you invested so much time into a situation or even if you just, you know, want to not be lonely, there's no, like, reason to to settle for anything than less than what you want or what you feel so you deserve in life, because life is too short to be sitting around with, you know, wondering if you should tell your girlfriend or what's going to happen if you tell your girlfriend that you want to get pegged. And, you know, just find your girl and just be honest and be like, I like to get pegged, and, you know, and live in that truth.
You stupid.
That's
so freak.
I saw.
Listen, there's somebody out there for everybody.
Absolutely. I saw something earlier on Facebook. I just shared it. I sent it to you guys earlier, and you probably didn't see it since I sent it to you. It says, worst pain is getting played by a person you lowered your standards for. I posted this in a couple of groups, and everybody's like, damn, like that hit home. You know, but
it
we have to realize.
It just hit home with me. Yeah.
Really? And, you know, a lot of times we may laugh and play and say, well, I'm the prize. But no, that shit is real. Now, Kevin Samuel said, hey, you ain't the prize. Take what you can get. But, again, we have to know who we are, what we want, what we're going to accept. And I'm sure, and that's the thing, like, we talk about, like, black women, for example, and I mean, I love everybody, but us as black women, what pisses me off, and I'm not going to get off on a tangent, I promise, it's like, we are strong women. We're strong, we're smart, we're beautiful, we're amazing, and we just continue to be like a doormat. Like, I dare you. I dare you disrespect me. I dare you cut me short. And so, y'all might never have did this before, but one thing we do as black women is we find a nigga. We want to make him look good. We want to help him. We'll give him a resume, help find a job, help start a business. We clean these niggas up. Like, this shit is ridiculous.
Yep.
But how many times are you seeing him?
Hit them into skincare.
Yeah.
Fuck these niggas. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, you all right? Calm down. You know, but that's the thing. We do all that. And what the hell they get? They get advocates.
Yep.
Low and our standards. So I just think that my tip would be, and I say this all the time, get to try. Find a few like-minded women that's positive, that's going to encourage you, that's going to pray with you, that's going to pray for you as we continue to build and grow and learn and put those good vibes out. When you have that, you get out, you find some different people, and you let them know who you are, what you want, what you're going to accept, what you're not going to accept. They have to be out there somewhere. Even though some men say, you know what, men aren't really into, like, committed relationships anymore, I don't know. But there's some men out there. And I believe you said about getting treated properly, he out there. She's out there. They out there. Whatever you're into, I ain't judging you. I don't care. But, we deserve the best. Period.
Best.
Nothing but the mother freaking best.
That
period.
Part.
And we got to keep blowing out. We got to stop blowing my damn standard. Shoot. And got to start dragging these niggas. Fuck y'all.
That part.
Motherfuckers. That's a bad one. Not the good one. Love the good one. Love the good one. Love the good one.
Where they at? Okay. Right.
I don't know. I guess they're in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they are. Yep, they really are. Well,
they
will.
No, I guess
they,
at least one.
No, not they. It's just one. I was going to say, I done dated some guy from Philly, and they ain't nothing but niggas.
Really? Well, I don't know where the good ones are. Maybe the good ones in Nebraska.
No, you got to find them. Mm-hmm. They're like a needle in a haystack.
I know. And guess what? But the black men get mad like, yo, she went to a white. Black men be getting mad, too, when black women go to a different race. Well, look, bro, you ain't do right. What you expect?
I ain't got no choice.
You know, that's what I'm saying. But guess what? These black men be feeling some type of way. I had a guy tell me, it don't matter how bad she been treated by a brother. She don't need a crossover. Stick with it. Give us a chance. Be a little more forgiving.
That's because he probably
heard
the girls
about
beginning.
You feel it? Well, if when you go out tonight, drink one for me, drink one for C, and drink one for K in solidarity. Because we got to get our power back.
That's
so she's a two-time loser, according to the yeah. So yeah,
I know. I drink
a noble fern. She likes two.
I'm kind of a two-time loser too, so it's all good.
But no, but he
I'm
actually
not
said.
Alone.
But yeah, but what did he say? He said, "Oh, you." No, he didn't say she was a two-time loser. I think he said if you've been married
no,
more than once.
But I had already said I had been married twice, and then he came back with that two-time loser.
Yeah, we use it as a joke. I'm like, motherfucker, you must be crazy. You
but
better
nobody
chill.
Wants to
we'll beat you down.
Literally no one's
I don't know,
but anyway, sorry.
All right, ladies. Well, it's been awesome. Thank you for the last minute dialing in. Thank you for the great conversation. Looking forward to talking about the girls' trip in 2024. Whether it's Vegas or wherever, and just remember, what happens on the girls' trip?
Stays on the girls' trip.
All right, clutch time.
Bye, y'all. Later.
Bye.